This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala mab'uthi rahmatan lil alamin nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The topic of al-istiqama. Our Imam Zala Khair beautifully recited to us in the second rak'ah, innal ladhina qalu rabbuna Allah thumma istiqamu. The concept of al-istiqama. Can we remove the echo? Well, it's difficult to remove the echoing. So now, I take this off? Okay. Anyhow, so what is al-istiqama? Mustaqim is a straight line. And we say, ihdina al-sirat al-mustaqim, the straight path. So al-istiqama was defined by many, many scholars in different ways. A lot of them said istiqama is tawheed and avoiding shirk, like Abu Bakr said, may Allah be pleased with him. And Umar said al-istiqama is to be straight and not go around like a fox. And in essence, istiqama is to abide by Allah's rulings and religion and sharia. And the issue is to abide, to hold on to practice, to implement, to walk the talk. And some defined it as to hold on to the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Whatever the Prophet does, Allahumma salli wa sallim ala Muhammad, this is al-istiqama. Now, a lot of us know the rulings and the truth. Rarely you will find among those who know it, those who implement it until they die upon it. And this is why we have peaks and valleys. Someday you wake up, mashallah, you feel you can conquer the whole world. And some days you wake up and you question yourself, am I a hypocrite? Am I a kafir? What's happening to me? So when you don't have the proper istiqama is when your iman fluctuates. But sometimes it can be really, really dangerous. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Indeed, those who have said our Lord is Allah, so they confessed by saying it. But this is not enough. You have to follow what you say with actions. So Allah says, indeed those who have said our Lord is Allah and then remained on a right course, there will be no fear concerning them, nor will they grieve. Sufyan ibn Abdullah al-Thaqafi, may Allah be pleased with him, came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and the Arabs don't like to speak a lot like they do today. The Arabs, mashallah, they speak, no actions. They don't have any results, only talk. We will do this, we will conquer, we will free Palestine. Go sleep. And eat some sambusa, some shurba before you go to bed so you don't feel hungry. They only talk. Sufyan ibn Abdullah al-Thaqafi, may Allah be pleased with him, he was a real Arab. He came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, tell me something in Islam I do not need to ask anyone else. Yani, don't give me a lot of talk that I cannot implement. Give me few words that I can implement and I will be, inshallah, successful. The Prophet said to him, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Say, my Lord is Allah, I believe in Allah. Then remain on the straight path, istiqama. Exactly like this ayah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. So saying is not enough. We all say رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. We all say آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ. This is why the Salaf used to say, all people are doomed except those who have knowledge. And all people who have knowledge are doomed except those who implement this knowledge into deeds. And all those who implement this knowledge into deeds are doomed except those who are sincere. And those who are sincere are in great danger. So when we come and look at ourselves, we are doomed, definitely, unless Allah Azza wa Jal casts His mercy upon us and shower us with it. So how is it that we can be on this istiqama? Well, number one, you cannot be saved as youth or even as elders unless you have the correct aqeedah. And we always hear the scholars of Islam saying aqeedah comes first. But what is aqeedah? What is the definition of aqeedah? Everyone says, oh, I'm aqeedah Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, I'm the aqeedah and the manhaj of this and that. What is aqeedah? It's not something you talk about. It is not something you can say, oh, tawheed al-rububiyyah, tawheed al-uluhiyyah, tawheed al-asma'i wa al-sifat. Khalas, this is aqeedah. It's a package deal that includes your conviction of Allah, the pillars of Iman, how to glorify Allah, how to revere the Quran, the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, to believe in the unseen. All of these combined constitute your aqeedah. And when we look today at what we have with the social media, the influx and the expansion and the explosion of social media, this has led to the corruption of our aqeedah without us knowing us. Why? Because we learn from people we do not know. Someone who popped up last week. Oh, he has how many followers? Wow, 200,000. He should be good. So we judge people by what? The number of followers, the number of likes, whether they're funny or not. I like Sheikh Asim, Allah, he's savage, he's rude, he's awesome, he's... Khalas, I will follow him. You crazy? Why do you follow me? I always walk in the streets and I look behind me. Who's following me? They have to explain it to them, Allah. Anyhow, sorry, I speak sometimes and I don't pay attention. So don't follow me, please, huh? When I'm walking. You can follow me on social media. Anyhow, you have to look at whom you take your religion from. Because so many today have corrupt aqidah. Someone comes and says, oh, Muslim rulers are kafir. Oh, Muslims are all in hell because they fornicate, they drink wine, they do this, they're all kafir. This is Khawarij. His aqidah is corrupt. Yeah, but he's very funny. I like him. No, he's Khawarij. You cannot follow him. Or someone who comes to you and says, Allah is everywhere. What do you mean? Yeah, Allah is... Astaghfirullah, are you crazy? Allah is on the arsh, on the seventh heaven. No. This is hululiyya. You're not correct. Allah is everywhere. This is not true. Someone says, Akhi, you say la ilaha illallah, khalas, you're in Jannah. You do whatever you want. You do qat. You do qat here? Wa'udhu billah. You do drugs, you do intoxicants, you go to nightclubs. No problem, you're in Jannah. You say la ilaha. This is irja. So what is the correct aqidah? This is what you have opened for yourself, a can of worms. And now the worms are all over you. You're not following Quran and Sunnah. You're following any Tom, Dick and Harry. Where do you get your religion from? TikTok, Sheikh. MashaAllah. This is where you get your religion from. TikTok. Yeah, I saw a Sheikh, very long beard. Not as long as yours, Sheikh Hassan, but yani, very long. And he said something and I believed it. What's his name? I don't know. Who are his scholars? I don't know. How long you've known him? 2 weeks. And you're taking your religion from TikTok? You're crazy. Aqidah is the most important thing. Scholars you learn from have to be on the manhaj. Not only halal, haram, and quoting verses of the Quran and hadith and that's it. No, even their akhlaq has to be good. Their practice has to be good. Their association. You get some shuyukh, mashallah, sitting with women and laughing and assalamu alaikum, mashallah. It's okay. So, laughing in your Muslim brother's face is sadaqah. Brother, not sister. We don't have any gender discrimination, Sheikh. A'udhu billah. Watch out, aqeedah. You cannot be mustaqim without having pure aqeedah. This is what will make you walk safely on the sirat on Jannah. Bi-idhnillah, to Jannah. Without the correct aqeedah, you'll fall. Definitely. You'll crawl. Definitely. So number one is aqeedah. And number two, to follow the sunnah. And this, mashallah, now is Allah yistir, huh? Number two is to have al-istiqama on the sunnah. What's the opposite? Bid'ah. So the moment you see someone doing bid'ah, something that the Prophet did not do, alayhi salatu wasalam, but he says, this is good. I celebrate the mawlid. Yaakhi, mawlid is bid'ah. He says, you Wahhabis, everything bid'ah, bid'ah, bid'ah. Yeah, but the Prophet didn't celebrate mawlid, right? The Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, they didn't celebrate mawlid. Sahaba, no mawlid. Tabi'in, tabi'at tabi'in. So you want to be with them on Jannah? You want istiqamah? Follow them. You love the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and love the day he was born in? Fast every Monday. Fast every Thursday. Oh, fasting is too much. Why? Sheikh, if I don't take my shot of latte in the morning, I can't go to work. And then, excuse me, where is your istiqamah? So avoid bid'ah. Avoid making innovative dhikr. Avoid making, oh, I love the Prophet, I will do as-salat al-fatih lima yughlaq. I see people making salat on Prophet and everything. What are you doing? I said, yalla, bismillah, come on, let's dance. What are you doing? I said, offering salutation upon the Prophet. But why are you clapping? He said, no, this is salatul nariya, as-salatu fatih lima yughlaq, as-salat, and all of this innovation. Salat, they have never heard of in the Quran and the Sunnah. Avoid innovation, because the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever innovates in our religion, what's not part of it, it is what? Rejected. Allah will throw it in your face. Not accepted. Allah will say, I sent you the Quran. I sent you Muhammad ﷺ with authentic Sunnah, and you said, this is not enough. I will invent something new. I have this Salah. It's very nice. I will pray like a gazillion Salah. I have dhikr. I will have these prayer beads and I say, Allah, 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 Allah. What are you doing? It's a dhikr. MashaAllah, you're going to fly now. All of this is bid'ah and it's not part of the istiqamah. And whoever creates a bid'ah and spreads it, he has killed a sunnah. Man ahya bid'ah, faqad amata sunnah. So you are destroying the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Why do people commit bid'ah? Arrogance. Will you tell them you have to follow the sunnah? They say, no, I have something better. The Prophet did not do it. You know better? He said, maybe the Prophet did not know about it. Astaghfirullah. You know better? Allah says, today I have completed your religion, perfected my grace and favor upon you, and accepted Islam to be your religion. Allah said, completed your religion. He said, yeah, but we have a few things missing. I'd like to make these things haram. You cannot have istiqama without purifying your soul, without dealing with good akhlaq. We have problem with people who say, we have correct aqidah, we are following the sunnah, we are on the correct manhaj, mashallah. And their akhlaq is zift. Yani zift is like tar, is like asphalt. Their akhlaq is bad. They are rude. They are arrogant. They sit and backbite everyone. What about Abdullah? Oh, Abdullah is innovator. What about Ahmad? Oh, Ahmad is a hypocrite. What about he's Khawarij? Oh, he's this, he's that, he's this. And they start labeling people left, right, and center. Okay, look in the mirror. What do you see? Allahu Akbar. This is the sunnah. They see that they themselves are the best. And this is a very bad sign if you're not humble by your own shortcomings and flaws. If you're not humbled by the Quran and the Sunnah and the knowledge you have, you are not on the istiqamah. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, I was merely sent to perfect and to complete the best of moral conduct. And he said, the closest to me in Jannah on the Day of Judgment are those who have good manners, good akhlaq. Look at us when we leave the masjid. What happens? Chokehold. And they grab people and throw him with wrestling moves. Why? I have to go first. Look at us when we're driving. When you go to other countries, people say, please, go. What do? We never give the right of way to people. We're always number one. Why? Because we don't have akhlaq. We don't have generosity, mercy, compassion. And this shows you that we are not on the istiqamah. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, a man with his akhlaq, with his moral conduct and manners, reaches the level in Jannah of a person who prays all night and fasts all day with your akhlaq. And you can ask people, how is the akhlaq of XYZ? If they compliment him and say that he's generous, he's courageous, he's kind, he's caring, know that inshallah he's from the people of Jannah. Every day we ask Allah to guide us to the straight path. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Why do we do this? Because without Allah guiding us, we will never ever be on the istiqamah. And this is why the Prophet used to make a lot of dua by saying, Allahumma aati nafsi taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha. Oh Allah, grant me the sense of piety and purify my soul as you are the best to purify it. And he used to often ask Allah, O turners of heart, make my heart steadfast on Islam. Then from this we know that istiqamah, guidance, can only be through what? Through Allah. No one can bring you istiqamah and guidance except Allah Azza wa Jal. Otherwise, Nuh could have guided his son. Ibrahim could have guided his father. Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam could have guided his own beloved uncle. How can we reach istiqamah? There are a number of factors, but the time is quite limited, I think. But we will just wrap it up as fast as we can. The best way of istiqamah is a righteous upbringing. And this is the responsibility of the parents. When you're blessed with good parents who raise you on practicing Islam, on istiqamah, on good manners, on walking the talk, this is a blessing from Allah, and inshallah you will grow up to be a person of istiqamah. You will be on the straight path. And this is why the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, every newborn is born upon fitrah, the natural inclination, fitrah of Islam. But his parents make him a Jew, a Christian, or a fire worshipper. So the parents have huge influence as well as the environment. But when Allah blesses you with good parents, then this is one of the main reasons for istiqamah. And this is why the Prophet emphasized, Allahumma salli wa sallim ala Muhammad, that you choose the best wife who's righteous, practicing, and wise. Everybody's thinking, oh, Sheikh, it's too late. I already chose one. Yalla, inshallah, we go for the second one. Is it okay, Sheikh? Don't take my word for it. Don't ask me. Be happy with the one you have and try to invest in it and work hard on making her like this, inshallah. And also the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, if a man with righteousness and good akhlaq proposes, then marry him. And this means that they have a huge impact. Number two, knowledge. Knowledge is the best way to become righteous. And knowledge is not memorizing only the Quran. So many people memorize the Quran and fail miserably. Not because they memorize the Quran, but because they only focused on how to recite, how to make tajweed, how to beautify their voices. But their conduct is totally against the Quran. The Quran says, don't deal in riba, and they have a mortgage. Islam, Quran says, don't lie, and they're the biggest liars. Don't backbite, don't cheat, don't do this, don't do that, and they go against the Quran. So knowledge means the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla in your heart. You can be illiterate, you can't read. You can be someone who doesn't speak Arabic, doesn't read the Quran, doesn't know the hadith. But when Fajr calls, you're in the first row behind the Imam. And when voluntary work is open, you're the first volunteer. You pray night prayer, you do witr, you fast Mondays and Thursdays, you make a lot of dhikr. But you don't know what is this hadith, authentic or da'if. You don't memorize the Quran. This is the most knowledgeable of all of us, because he has reached the peak of knowledge. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاء. Only those who are knowledgeable, those only are the one who fear Allah Azza wa Jal. So the knowledge is fear, not only memorizing. Also, among the things that would make you upon the istiqamah is to go through the seerah of our Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, to learn how he lived, where he went, how he treated everyone around him. And this, by knowing it, it's like brainwashing. You're brainwashing, but in a good sense, because now you live with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. You know how he treated his wives, his children, his grandchildren, his neighbors, his companions, the new Muslims, the disbelievers, how he treated the hypocrites, how he visited the sick, how he lived his day. Last week, Allah blessed me to be in Kuwait. And I did a workshop. It's called A Day in the Life of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, where we tried to gather in about 7 hours or less how the Prophet started the day from Fajr, after Fajr, Duha, before Dhuhr, when did he sleep his nap, Dhuhr, what he did after Dhuhr till Asr, after Asr till Maghrib, Maghrib till Isha, after Isha, how he slept, and then night prayer. It's on my YouTube channel. It's free, but each one of us has to know. It is extremely shameful. When I ask people, when did the battle of Uhud take place? And people say, yeah. MashaAllah. Huh? He said, long time ago. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Very good. Good answer. Sit down. What year of Hijrah did it take place? Don't know. Ahzab, Hunayn, Ta'if, Mu'ta, Badr. And people say, I have no idea. I ask people, how many years did the Prophet ﷺ live in Mecca? I don't know. How many years did he live in Medina? I have no idea. What do you know? It's very shameful. So when you know the seerah of your Prophet ﷺ, you love him. And when you love him, you follow him step by step until you reach Jannah. But you don't follow him. You don't know his seerah. What are you? I'm a Swifty, Sheikh. What do you mean? I'm a Swifty. I follow Taylor Swift. Sorry. A'udhu billah. Ya akhi, fear Allah Azza wa Jal. What are you doing? All the youth now are engaged on Instagram, on YouTube, on Snapchat, following celebrities, kafir celebrities. And they know everything about their lives. Ya akhi, if you love Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, you want to be with him, you have to study his seerah. Wallahi, once you study his seerah and love him, you will be on the istiqamah. Also, among the ways of being in istiqamah is to learn what Allah has prepared for his righteous servants in Jannah. If we ask people, what will you find in Jannah? Oh, a lot of food, a lot of drink, Okay, what else? I don't know. But it will be very nice. This is not enough. If I'm traveling to Zanzibar, or if I'm going to Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, I will Google everything in there. Where am I going to stay? What are the attractions? What are the currency? What is the weather? You want to go to Jannah? You have to study it. And you want to stay away from hellfire. And the more you read about it, the more you get more knowledge, and you will become on the istiqamah. One of the best books I highly recommend that you buy, maybe it's on online free. It's called Al-Jannatu Wan-Nar. It's called Heaven and Hell. Written by a Dr. Umar ibn Sulaiman Al-Ashqar. He has beautiful seerah on aqidah, on the angels, on the jinn and the devils, on the signs of minor signs and major signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah, and the Rusul and the Risalat, the messengers and their messages. All are these books extremely beneficial and very light to read. It's not very complicated, or you know, you need someone to explain it to you. It's very, very, and it's mostly authentic, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Among the things that you would make you on istiqamah is a good companion. Who is your companion? Take your mobile phone, open your contact list, and tell me which one is a righteous companion that you would like to meet Allah with him. He said, oh, delete all. I don't have any righteous companions. Why? Wallah, this companion, he's very good in cracking, you know, filthy jokes. We like to sit and listen to him. This one always gives us DVDs of the latest movies. He's a good one. This one is, mashallah, he knows people in the government. He can cut red tape. And this one, wallah, we go to play football. This one, we go to play hockey. This one, we go to... Who among your contacts is that helps you get closer to Allah? That helps you to go for Umrah? That helps you to come to the masjid, attend lectures? That you would call, akhi, what's the ruling on drinking camel's milk? Does it break my wudu? Yes or no? I'm asking fatwa. Huh? Camel milk doesn't break wudu? Yes. Huh? No. Difference of opinion among scholars. This is not the time. Alhamdulillah, we will not discuss this. So you need righteous, practicing friends. They will correct you when you're wrong. They will guide you when you're misguided, bring you to the straight path. You need them. But how many do we have? Very little. Sometimes your bad companion drags you to the ground, to the bottom. Why? It's time for Maghrib, and all of my friends, they don't want to pray Maghrib. Should I go? Okay, guys, I'm going to pray Maghrib. Sheikh, Mawlana, make dua for us. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. He goes to pray in Maghrib, very ashamed. He comes back. Ha, Sheikh, mashallah, barakatak, barakatak, mashallah, mashallah. Tomorrow, Maghrib comes. He doesn't go for prayer. He's ashamed. These companions take you straight to hell. So you have to choose your companions. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, Al-akhillau yawma idhin ba'duhum li ba'din adu illa al-muttaqeen. Close friends on the Day of Judgment will be enemies to each other. Close friends on the Day of Judgment will be enemies. They were close friends, but now they're enemies, except for the righteous. My righteous friends, we will never be enemies. We will take hand in hand in Jannah, inshaAllah. Finally, you have to always remember the last day. You have to remember death. You have to remember that soon you will die. When will you die? Sheikh Asim, when will you die? I hope soon, because we're bored of you. When will you die? Soon. I will die soon. When? Allah Azza wa Jal knows. Are you ready? Inshallah. I'm ready. Khalas. What am I waiting for? Inshallah, I'm ready. But I hope that I don't have to suffer. I don't have to be bedridden. I hope that nobody would have to change my diapers and take me to the toilet and wash me. And people are saying, Ya Allah, he lived so long. When is he going to die? I hope that my death comes quick but on ibadah, on shahada, on afiyah. And may Allah give us all a good death. But are you prepared? Do you have debts you did not pay off? Do you have rights of people you have taken unlawfully? Nobody knows about it. I made money. I fooled him. I took his money and he doesn't know. You will pay in your grave. Return everything that is unlawful today, now, not tomorrow. And prepare yourself for death so that when death comes, you say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. You're happy. Because I was waiting for this moment to come. Until when do you want to live? Wallahi, akhi, I heard of Nuh, he lived 950 years. So maybe 800 years, good, 700 years. Alhamdulillah. Ya Rabbi, lak alhamd. Akhi, the average age of my ummah, the Prophet says, is 60 to 70. If you're over 70, you have extra time, bonus, overtime. What are you waiting for? 75. What are you waiting for? 80. 80. What are you waiting for? Wallahi, akhi. Allah Kareem. No. Always prepare yourself for this moment and embrace it, because no one will ever escape it. If anyone were to live, it would have been Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. He died when he was how old? Oh, I don't know. A long time ago. 63 years. Abu Bakr, how old? 63. Umar, 63. So what are we waiting for? Halas. Therefore, when you remember that you're going to die, everything seems fine. No worries of debts, no worries of problems, calamities, because I'm going to die. I'm going to get rid of all of this. And I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that He finally grants us the last thing that would help us be on istiqamah. And that is dua. Always ask Allah for istiqamah. Always ask Allah for al-thabat, to be steadfast. Always ask Allah for al-afiyah. Mother Aisha, what should I ask? The Prophet said, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afwa, fa'afu anna. So we ask Allah to have afiyah on us. And once we have this and we make dua in sujood, Allah would give us, inshaAllah, this happy ending and the ability to be on istiqamah. Hada wallahu a'lam wa nisbatul ilmi ilayhi aslam. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد